How well have you really studied and internalized my work? Let's find out. Here's what I'm going to do. Laying it out nice and simple for you. Long induction, deep deepener, all in the style I like to use. Once you're out of it, which will include being edged and out of it on the feel of your cock while my voice is going through you, then we get started. This includes post-hypnotic suggestions tied to when I use your triggers anytime, or when people you trust or your doms use them. I'm going to spend time on each primary thing I've hypnotically laid out, including rapport building, strap-on, breast, and pussy worship, and some jerk-off instructions, orgasmic release triggers, and so on. I'm going to lay out exactly what my plans are, my vision of an ideal toy, both useful and arousing to me, and I'll invite you to jerk off and drive it all deep through our journey together. Make sure you have headphones. The binaurals roll in both ears, and some of the portions move around as needed. I know you're eager for this. Something to get used to with me, by the way. The pre-talk is part of the file. Always is. Gets you ready and tenderized. So, let's go. Focus on my voice. It can fill you up. It's warm. And it's intended for you, for your ears, for your body. This is meant for you to hear, so be free of your tension. Outside concerns are outside. You are here, listening to me, because this is what's best for you. All the things you learn from me, you can use with any femdom hypnosis MP3. You can use all these triggers, share all these ideas, make all the same fun to happen with other ladies. But if you just listen to me, you'll still get enough. Focus on my voice until it fills your head in, fills your thoughts, expands out, like you're just another track in another MP3, and I'm filling you, recording to you, writing to the disc, filling in the waveform, expanding and rumbling through your ears, into your brain. My words, the memory of my voice and all its qualities, the buzz in your brain and in your body. You buzz with it, and that's good. The buzzing going back and forth, like the peaks and valleys of an audio imprint on a track, like the rise and fall of your breath, your chest, like your arousal, which goes up and down at times. That's good. Some part of you will be going up and down always. Your breathing, your mind following the flows and valleys of my voice. Some part of you will move up and down. You even move up and down within a trance. Slowly, soothingly. You're always moving, at least a little bit. And your mind learns to streamline out, to remove those tiny movements, to set them aside, synthesizing something bigger, greater, more important. The deeper state of trance, an induction. The induction is when you count, or follow, or I describe the slow shift in your focus so you can take advantage of it. To exactly what end, we'll discuss later. Suffice it to say, there is an internal power you can access and use to explore submission or any other hypnotic thing. But it requires first your breathing, for your mind to follow your breathing and trend deeper. The specific point you are at any given moment, does not matter that much. Only the degree of deepness you have overall, on average. At first, when starting out, just like when you're first learning to stay focused. But at first, when starting out in trance, so many people say they have brief moments of not being very focused, or moments when they feel they are close to the surface. This is normal. It is normal to sometimes be a bit higher, and sometimes be a bit lower. What we're focused on is how deep you are on average. How different do you feel listening to my voice on average? Deepness. Being induced into trance can take a lot of forms. It can be relaxation, which feels good. Or it can be arousal, which feels horny. Like you're lusting after me. That's allowed. I see a lot of arousing things. But what's important is you find the flavor of exploration that works for you, personally, which might be relaxation, arousal, or blank, drone-like focus. There will be particular states that speak to you, but whatever state you pick, help me out by making it increase. Find the knob which turns up relaxation, arousal, or even pure blankness. And each number I count, turn it up just a little. Eventually, it will reach a peak, a state of sufficiency in which you are overcome, overtaken by the feelings. That's good for you. 10. Slide deeper with me This is a typical feature of an induction. Every time you hear a number, you get a little further along. 9. And whether it is relaxation, arousal, or blankness, whichever suits your experience best, or a mixture of 2 or 3, you will find yourself tuning into it more with each number. 8. Tuning in, tuning up, turning up. The increase in your feelings of being deep. 7. Tunes you in and brings you nearer to a place. That place is where you are most receptive, suggestible, open. Open to my assistance. I am here to help you, to assist you, to guide and narrate, to provide and emphasize. 6. I'm going to give you all the information you need, and all you need to do is listen to it, to discover your needs. 5. Express and connect your needs. 4. And eventually, in the deep, ending exploration of the trance, to meet your needs. 3. In the state of trance, with your ideas and thoughts overwhelmed by relaxation, pleasure, or blankness, you will find yourself more able to listen easily. 2. More able to absorb easily. You'll see what I mean. So, let us begin. 1.